My special guest today is Professor Flavia Sicchettini, who is the head of the musculoskeletal unit at the Monash School of Public Health and is also the head of rheumatology at the Alfred Hospital here in Melbourne. Thank you for your time, Professor.
Thank you.
Now, you've got a piece running in our 1st of February issue on osteoarthritis and the role obesity plays.
That's right.
Some people would say it's pretty obvious. You load up a joint, the joint fails and gets sick. Is that as simple as it is? Yeah.
That's what we used to think. Mm. And that was despite the fact that for many years we knew that obesity was a risk factor for hand osteoarthritis. Mm-hmm. So given we don't walk on our hands, then really it has begged the question for a long time, can it just be simply loading? And one of the really difficult things about trying to untangle the relationship is that when people get osteoarthritis, for example, of the knee, they also get pain. And so there's been this idea of what's the chicken and what's the egg. And new methods of assessing joints using magnetic resonance imaging, for example, now allow us to look at early structural changes before people get symptoms. So you can start to untangle this association.
So what is the mechanism? I mean, fats, we know that fat isn't an inert object or substance. What's going on that's making fat worsen inflammatory diseases like this?
Well, many people in the audience listening to this and many medical students and practitioners still are taught, and we still think of osteoarthritis as wear and tear.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are very familiar with thinking of the idea that osteoarthritis isn't an inflammatory disease. If you've got an inflammatory disease, it's something else.
Right.
Now, what we now know is that osteoarthritis, so if we take knee osteoarthritis as an example, it's much more complex than just wear and tear. We know that ending up with osteoarthritis is the end result of a lot of different pathways. For example, we know that low-grade inflammation, so not the huge inflammation you see with gout or pseudo-gout or rheumatoid, but low-grade inflammation is actually present in quite a significant proportion of people with osteoarthritis, and that actually causes damage to the joint. Now, with study, there's been a lot of interest in obesity. So we used to think that if you're obese or overweight, you're loading the joint. That is true in part. But when we started doing studies using MRI, for example, so in people that didn't have yet symptoms, so that their pain wasn't what was causing their obesity because they're now not doing any exercise, we found that if you look at obesity is associated with damage to joints, even in people with no pain. When we started to untangle obesity, because one of the problems is that we think of we measure obesity with body mass index or your weight, okay? But in many fields of medicine, like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, people started to separate body composition, because you can have two people with the same body mass index, but one can largely have muscle, one can largely be fat. So when we and others started doing studies looking at obesity, we found an effect of obesity as a risk factor for knee osteoarthritis. When we started to look at body composition, we found that it was being driven by the amount of fat a person was carrying. When we looked at where the fat was present, did it matter? So for example, in cardiovascular disease and obesity, people are saying, oh, it's not good to carry fat around your tummy. Well, we started to find exactly the same patterns in knee osteoarthritis. So that started to raise the question of is the mechanism just simply loading, or might it be meta-inflammation? Because if you take a leaf out of diabetes and cardiovascular and other diseases, mm-hmm. then what is being seen very clearly is that if you carry a lot of fat, that it's the mechanism is through meta-inflammation, because fat, as you pointed out, is not just an inert substance.
Yep.
It is actually an endocrine organ producing lots of nasty chemicals.
Right.
Other work has shown that some of the very the same inflammatory chemicals, so interleukin 6, mm-hmm. tumor necrosis factor, low levels in the blood of these in patients are associated with joint damage, even if you don't have an inflammatory condition. So we know that these inflammatory chemicals damage joints, even in osteoarthritis. MRI studies are showing low levels of inflammation are important in osteoarthritis. So the whole picture that is emerging, obesity is damages joints, particularly weight-bearing joints,
yep.
through both loading and this inflammatory, what we call metabolically driven inflammation.
And what are the implications of that for treatment?
I think it highlights the importance of targeting obesity early in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, you know, people in the audience and all of us groan because, you know, here yet again is a case of, let's get people to lose weight. And it's very difficult.
Yep.
But it does highlight the fact that a lot of these changes are occurring very early in people's lives. So as doctors, whether you're a general practitioner or a specialist or whatever, you tend to see someone turn up in their 50s and they've got osteoarthritis, they're already a bit overweight, and then, you know, it's like trying to plug a dike.
Yeah.
So in terms of prevention and trying to deal with these diseases, we are, just like for a lot of the other diseases like diabetes and cardiovascular disease, we are going to need to be targeting obesity, but probably prevention of weight gain much earlier in life. So, for example, young women are often slim,
yep.
and then they have their children, they gain weight. We know that the Australian population tends to put on about 0.7 kilos a year. So it's not like, you know, the idea that people suddenly wake up one day and yeah. have got a lot of weight on. It's just that fairly relentlessly as a community we're putting on weight. So new approaches to considering, you know, stopping weight gain at some point in your life. Now, again, people might say, groan and say, well, you know, that's all very well. But there is evidence to suggest that preventing weight gain is important, that it may be more achievable than suddenly trying to lose weight. Yeah. So, but also it highlights the fact that this excess weight that people are carrying early on, you know, like not hundreds of kilos, like perhaps 4 or 5 kilos, is actually having quite significant effects, not just because you're loading, but because of this meta-inflammatory change that is occurring. So I think that is important. I think, you know, as a community, we are still really keen on weight loss, but at some stage, we are going to also need, as a community, to work out strategies for preventing weight gain. Because if you see someone at 30 and they've got a certain weight, whatever it is, if you believe the statistics where people gain about 0.7 kilos a year, then by 40, they will have gained 5 to 7 kilos.
Yeah.
So you see someone at 40 and, you know, you're now not just saying you're a little bit overweight, lose 2 kilos, you're now talking about 5, 6, 7 kilos.
Yeah.
The other implication is that there is a lot of research going on in the area of osteoarthritis, examining new treatments, including different mechanisms of reducing inflammation and so on. Now, they are still in the research area, but you know, you could argue that osteoarthritis is one of the last frontiers of a big disease with no disease modification. So, but there is actually in Australia and internationally a lot of work going on. So at some stage, we may well end up in a situation where also people are being advised to specifically target inflammation. In the osteoarthritis area, this is now, in the research area, considered old hat. But the areas I don't think that have still, you know, seeped down into medical school training, but even in specialist rheumatology training, is a few issues. First of all, that osteoarthritis is not one disease. Okay, so it's becoming very, very clear that even diseases that we lump together, the like knee osteoarthritis and hip osteoarthritis, are different diseases. They are driven by different causes. And it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. If you take a disease like knee osteoarthritis, we need to be thinking of it as a failing joint with a number of different mechanisms that end up in that situation. A little bit like cardiovascular disease. We don't suddenly say, oh, you've got cardiovascular disease, do this. We try and unravel what are some of the underlying risks and causes. Well, knee osteoarthritis is going to be the same. It is the final common pathway of a number of different causes. And I think what we'll see in the next decade or so, a step back, trying to target specific treatments. There's some very nice work currently underway trying to work to deal with symptomatic treatment in knee osteoarthritis as a disease. And that is useful for where we are with knowledge at the moment. But I think that eventually we will end up with being able to say, well, you have knee osteoarthritis, you're one of the people with quite a lot of inflammation, we would suggest this particular therapy and so on. The other area that I think is important is that osteoarthritis is not wear and tear. That is too simple. You know, it is a much more complex set of diseases, and that's partly why we are struggling to come up with treatments, because they are a heterogeneous group of diseases. And the other point that I really would like to highlight is the fact that obesity does not cause osteoarthritis simply through loading. It's you know, osteoarthritis is a in weight-bearing joints do get hammered by excess weight, but there is also this meta-inflammation that is present in a lot of people probably early on in the, and so you can imagine that if you have a person walking around carrying 20 kilos of excess weight, some ways they are worse off being overweight than if you suddenly woke up one day and got them to carry 20 kilos of concrete for 5 years. Because the concrete just sack of concrete loads, but the fat is actually metabolically active. So you can imagine loading a squishy joint. And there is a sense of frustration because we still are in a situation where we can't treat or give specific cures. But I think it is that osteoarthritis is an exciting area because there are now a lot of very nice trials trying to target, including funded, you know, not only by pharmaceutical companies, but a lot funded through NHMRC, examining things like statins as potential disease modifiers, Zoledronate, you know, bisphosphonates as disease modifiers, krill oil and so on. So quite innovative studies, and hopefully in the next few years we will do better than we do at the moment.
Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.